Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Emily Jensen with Molly's House in Stewart. Molly's House provides affordable, temporary housing to patients and their families during crises requiring medical treatment on the Treasure Coast. Molly's House will be having their biannual Angel Run on Saturday, October 12th at the Riverwalk Center in Fort Pierce. Emily, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for having me.
How does someone end up at Molly's House? Do they have to qualify in some way?
They do. We have to get a referral form from a doctor's office, and either they or a family member has to be in the hospital.
And you serve the whole Treasure Coast area?
We do. A common misconception is that we only serve Stewart since we're located in Stewart. However, we serve five counties. We serve Martin, St. Lucie, Indian River, Okeechobee, and the Palm Beach.
Is it open-ended in terms of length of stay?
It is. We have day guests, people who just come for the day, and we have guests who have been with us for over a year.
Describe the house itself for me, because it actually is a house, isn't it?
It is a house. We have 14 bedrooms. Each of the bedrooms have their own private bathroom. We have two kitchens, two solariums. We have a library. We have a chapel downstairs. And we also have a Serenity Garden, which is brand new. We just debuted it this year. It's a nice sanctuary for our guests to go outside and stay out there and eat dinner with their families if they choose. We have a gazebo out there with chairs and tables. If you were to ask most of the guests who stay at Molly's House, it's more like home to them. And that's really what we try for.
Tell me about the Molly that Molly's House is named after.
Molly is Molly Sharkey. She was from Palm City, Florida. And Molly's House was her dream and her vision. She wanted a place for families to stay during a medical crisis because she was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer when she was 12, and she saw the financial burden that it had on her family. They would travel all over the U.S. and stay in homes kind of like Ronald McDonald homes. And so the house was her vision. She never got to see it through, but she knew that there would be a house named after her, and she knew where it would be. Molly died in 1992, and it took a few more years after that to complete the house. The house was completed in 1996.
How is it supported?
It is supported by the community with events such as the Angel Run, which goes towards our Adopt-A-Family program. Over 35% of the families that stay at Molly's House are unable to make a donation to us. We ask our house guests to make a suggested $20 a night donation. And so the Adopt-A-Family program covers that room stay for them and allows them to worry about one less thing during their medical crisis.
How about volunteers? Is that something you're seeking?
We're always looking for new volunteers. We could use people up front at the welcome desk to help check guests in and talk to them about their day. We're also in need of a handyman, somebody who can go around and change out light bulbs and doors that aren't working properly. We could also use some gardeners, ones who can help in our Serenity Garden.
I'm speaking today with Emily Jensen with Molly's House in Stewart. Tell me about the Angel Run that's coming up on October 12th at Riverwalk Center in Fort Pierce.
The Angel Run is going to be a 2K walk, a 5K run, or a 10K run. It's up to you which one you want to choose. Registration will start at 6 a.m. and the race and the walk start at 7. We have raffle prizes, breakfast. It's also going to be a chip-timed race. You can register online at active.com, or you can visit our website at mollyshouse.org. Or you can go to Fleet Feet in Stewart or Runners Depot in Vero to register.
I've been speaking today with Emily Jensen with Molly's House in Stewart. If you'd like to find out more about the work they're doing or the Angel Run, we'll have contact information as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Emily, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you so much for having me, Drew.
If you're involved in an area not-for-profit and you have a fundraising or community outreach event coming up and you'd like to be featured on Treasure Coast Happenings, simply go to our website, WQCS.org. Under the News tab, you'll see a link for Treasure Coast Happenings. And when writing, be sure and put Treasure Coast Happenings in the subject line. Until next time, I'm Drew Mello.